Augustine of Tagaste. In the African Roman community, he and his family, a respectable class of Roman society, high society, just above for poverty, the illusion of equality, modest valley on the coast, mild sort of civilization. A boy and his family lived in meager accommodations, lower class occupation, upper class education, afforded through hard work and saving. The student has become the teacher. World traveler, mind reacher, and public speaker, full believer of knowledge, half-hearted with religion. He'd rebel against everything his mother instilled in him, dismiss Christian scripture for the ways of men. They'd sway him. On their poll mix, he would weigh in. For a decade, he played their game of debate, used their political influence to give his name more weight. The name Augustine is now spoken amongst the greats. The champion of orthodoxy. Augustine saw this for gentlemen as satisfactory. Baptized, he found mother and father's Christianity. He'd molded to rival and replace ancient philosophy. This faith could only be if he journeyed beyond that of a Christian man said they'd ever gone. Choosing a life of celibacy with no requirement, his world of many lovers abruptly ended. The cost of religion, retirement from temptations of the city. Life ended upon entering the Christian clergy. Only the worthy will put the word in thee and speak freely, living a life not foreseen and faithfully believing. Passionate preaching, versed in the art of rhetoric. Be he a sinner and unashamed, a teacher of diffidence. Just look to the writings and the journals that he kept. Look to the writings and the journals that he kept. It was pride that changed the angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. He that is kind is free, though he is a slave. He that is evil is a slave, though he be a king. This is the very perfection of a man, to find out his own perfections. God loves each of us as if there was only one of us. Love is the beauty of the soul. 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 Love is the beauty of the soul.